From the Fury Electric Studio, you're in the zone with Justin Akre and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network.
Hey, welcome into the zone. Live today from the Peabody Hotel, downtown Little Rock. The Broyles Award is rolled around again. Some of the brightest young minds in college football in attendance, and one of the brightest, more seasoned minds in college football history joining us here at our table. Coach, good morning.
Thank you. Age gets you that reputation.
Seasoned.
Yeah. Well, experience too, and that's what you have, Coach.
Well, I've been very blessed. I've had a privileged life of being a part of the Razorback program for 54 years.
We've been talking, Coach, nonstop, as I'm sure you can imagine, the last several weeks about the hiring process and when's Arkansas going to get a coach, who's it going to be. Going back through your years of the hiring process, I'm sure you probably haven't seen anything quite like this because you've got the blogs and you've got, you know, the message boards. Aren't you glad you missed most of that?
I'm glad I missed all of that, absolutely. My job was much easier than people have today in the leadership roles because the press is so, and they do a great service. We have a terrific fan base because of the newspapers and the press. So we need you, and you're part of it, and we have to accommodate you, but sometimes it gets hard.
It's easier in some ways. It's harder in some ways, I would think, though, too. I mean, now every game's on TV. These coaches are, you know, have names that people recognize now. A lot of it has to do with, of course, the Broyles Award. But when you were going through your process of evaluating potential coaches, what kinds of things did you look at? And again, some of it was limited because you couldn't see these guys on TV every week.
No, you didn't. And you had to know their background, where they trained, where they coached under, who they played under, and how they're doing right now, whether they had great morale, whether the teams played hard, their players played hard. But the reputation of the coaches was pretty well known. The athletic directors that were hiring, we kept up with everybody. Right. I don't keep up with them now because I'm not hiring.
Right.
But when I was hiring, I knew all the assistant coaches and kept up with them and followed their careers so I'd be ready when the opportunity was needed.
Who was it that you talked to in each area or each school? Was it just people around that you trusted, former players that you kept in contact with, that could give you that information you needed about potential coaches?
No, not really. I followed their career, reading their statements and watching their games and seeing them on television. You get to know them mm-hmm. and feel like you know them all personally, even though you don't. And therefore, you kind of evaluate those and say, well, he would fit into Arkansas perfectly. We are a state with a lot of rural communities that have great pride in what they're doing there and in their state, and we want people that feel the same way.
What type of a coach do you think would fit in now in terms of his approach, X's and O's and recruiting?
Well, he's got to be positive. He's got to believe in the state of Arkansas. He's got to want the job and feel like it's a great job and not something on the way to someone.
Right.
People of Arkansas resent people who come and leave, mm-hmm. as you well know.
Yes, yeah, we stayed, Coach.
Yeah,
we stayed.
I did, too. I 54 years. they take pride in the people in their leadership roles and in everything in the state, not just athletics, that take pride in saying, I'm a hog. I'm a University of Arkansas. I'm a state of Arkansas. We have a lot to be proud of. Mm-hmm. And we don't get a lot of publicity because we don't have the big newspaper circulations that other states have. But we compete. And people look at us and say, boy, that Arkansas surprises everybody. That's what we want them to say.
Something interesting I read this morning, Coach, was that Charlie Strong was quoted, and I guess they were talking about, you know, his potential for maybe leaving Louisville, not necessarily to come to Arkansas, but the fact that he didn't have an agent. In today's environment, it's kind of unique. I go back to, like, Coach Nutt was the last big football hire, and then I guess we moved into Coach Petrino. But did you deal with an agent?
No,
or did you?
No. I never dealt with an agent in my life.
Okay.
Some of the coaches later in my time in various sports had agents, but I never dealt with them. I dealt with the coach,
mm-hmm.
and then he'd go tell the agent.
Okay. You hear about recruiting a lot of times, and they want to get to the decision maker for the kid or maybe even for a coach? Was that something you would do? Was it maybe the wife that you wanted to say, make sure she felt okay, or the mother, make sure that they felt okay? Was that part of it?
Rarely, because at that level, you want to know whether he had a good family relationship, because you felt like if he had a good family relationship, he knew how to build a family relationship at the job. Mm. If he didn't have a good relationship, that's questionable. You know, you look for people who had built relationships. That's what we do in athletics. And your business, everything. We build relationships. And you've got to know that that's important, got to know what it means. Yeah, you can't have your way all the time. You've got to be a giver, not a taker.
Coach, spoken like a true coach right there. How much football do you watch outside of Arkansas games these days? I mean, and if there's...
Well, from 10 in the morning to 10 at night.
Okay, very good. So that hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed at all. I have three TVs. I watch three games at one time because... Really,
how do you keep up with all the remote controls? I can't even keep up with the one that I have.
I've got them there, but I've learned to do that pretty well. But the interesting thing about football is that it's only 5.5 minutes of action. From the time the ball is snapped till they blow the whistle, if you add all those up, it'd be about 5 minutes.
Wow.
And so you got a lot of thinking to do and a lot of watching to do and a lot of analyzing to do, and I enjoy doing that because that was what I was trained to do, and so I can watch two or three games at one time.
So can you watch it? I was thinking about this today because I was, you know, thinking about some of the questions I asked the candidates today. And, you know, when I watch a game that doesn't involve a team I'm covering or talking about, I'm not analytical about it. Are you analytical about every game you watch?
No.
Okay.
No, I used to be when I was looking for coaches and hiring coaches. I'd analyze what they were doing. Now I just watch the game and enjoy it like a fan. I try to be a fan. When I watch the Razorback game, all I want to do is be a fan, watch it, and support the coach.
What do you do on your doubt time now? After, let's say, January 7th, I guess?
Not a lot of everything, except that I do play golf, and I do exercise, and I do make speeches for various organizations that I support.
How's your game?
Neglected. I need to say that publicly, you know.
I understand.
But my game is better than it should be.
Okay. Well, I heard one of the coaches has ties to Augusta, so that kind of stuck out to me today. So we heard that.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate.
Yeah. Coach, how's your family doing? Your grandson, is he playing bass? He's doing good.
Everybody is doing great. I have all my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren are gainful, employed, and healthy.
That's good.
So passing on the legacy.
Talk to me about, I guess, the process for you. I know, you know, David, at least he swears he does a lot of work for the Burroughs Award. We give him a hard time about everything. But what exactly is your role, and how involved are you, or do you leave it kind of to the committee to decide on the candidates and all that?
I only do what they ask me to do. I don't interfere in it whatsoever. I'm proud of what they've done, and to make this such a prestigious award, and thank you for what y'all, the newspapers and the press, does here to make this award something national. It should be national. It's just not just here, but it should be national. And we're very proud in Arkansas that we have a national award, and it is something that I dreamed of honoring assistant coaches and wanted to, and was able to do it with the help of the people of Arkansas.
Very good. Coach, when you look at some of your former players, and I don't think we can turn the TV on during the football season anyway and see a picture of Jerry Jones or Jimmy, any of these guys. And it's amazing how the legacy that you left behind, you talk about your family, how that they're doing well. But it seems like all your former players, you can't go anywhere, whether you're in Little Rock, nationally, anywhere in football, and they're popping up. And there's some connection.
Well, I'm
to
proud
you.
Of that. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just like a parent. Yeah. You know, you're proud of them. You're pulling for them. I sweat every Cowboy game. I'm as nervous about them as I was about the Razorbacks, really. Jerry's been the great thing about Jerry Jones is he's never forgot his heritage.
Yeah.
He's been a Arkansas native. He admits that and proud of it. He's been a Razorback. He admits that and proud of it. Even today when he talks about the Cowboys, he'll sometimes get the Razorbacks in there or the state of Arkansas. And I respect that in a person, and I certainly admire it in Jerry.
Coach, I don't know. I guess we could keep this guy here all the time. I would love for you to sit back and watch a football game I guess that would probably be one of the things that I'd love to do, sit back and watch a football game and just hear, you say you watch three at one time, and just hear the kinds of things that we don't we probably don't catch during a game, but I'm sure that you catch those little things.
Yes, I haven't been a coach and athletic director and been involved with athletics for over 50 years.
Yeah.
You watch, you learn, when you watch a football game, you learn to watch what's important. And it depends upon the team you're watching, how much you watch the defense or how much you watch the quarterback and so forth. Excuse me. But the basics is I always watch and see what the defense is trying to do first.
Mm-hmm.
And as a football coach, when I looked at a film, the first thing I looked at to see how many people had up to stop the run. Were they going to stop the run and give you the pass or playing balance or whatever and see if the team could take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of mixture and the information that I – when I watch a game, I don't watch a single play that I don't look and see the defense first. If I'm watching the game today, I'll see what the defense is before the ball is snapped.
Are you amazed of what Johnny Manziel has been able – of course, you got to be amazed what he's been able to do, but who was it that said he was the most dynamic –
I think it was John Chavis. Yeah, Coach Chavis told Bruce.
Player that he's ever seen, Herschel Walker and Cam Newton, all those guys.
I know it. I admire him very much, and he's got all the things it takes to be successful.
Yeah.
Coach, you spend time in the booth, too, and I would imagine it's hard to listen to a game when you're watching three at once, but is there a broadcaster you like to listen to call a game?
Well, I was a big fan of Keith Jackson, obviously. I worked with him. I admired him, then worked with him, and I admired his character and what he did and how he handled everything. I don't really keep up with them because of my age. I can't remember them. But I do know their names when I hear them on there, and it brings back my memory. One thing, your short-term memory is not very good with age. Now, I can remember long things, but I don't remember what happened yesterday.
Sure. Do you catch up with Keith at all? Do you stay in touch with him?
Occasionally we talk, yeah. We have had a couple of meetings together with where they were honoring him, and I went and so forth. He's as healthy as he can be, plays golf. He retired early. I asked him one time, I said, Keith, you're retired. Why are you doing that? He said, you know, I called a play, and I called the wrong tailback. He'd carried the ball 10 times, and I called his substitute. It's carrying the ball, and I said, it's time to quit. So I quit the next year.
Wow, that's pretty simple. That's amazing. There are a lot of guys that probably should recognize that,
I guess, when it's
time, but that's good to know.
Yeah.
How's the statue? Is it
well, I'm
certainly
proud
to your approval. It looks exactly like you.
Well, I don't know about that because I don't know what I look like. I don't look in the mirror anymore.
I wish I could have worn it some days.
At my age, when I comb my hair, I look down, so I don't have to look at myself.
Well, there's one difference between you and Basil. He didn't learn that from you, I guess.
No, he didn't.
Coach, there's been a lot of debate the last couple of days about the BCS and Northern Illinois getting in, and obviously they had an outstanding season. But, you know, with a one-loss team in a conference like that, some people have some problems with that. Playoffs coming down the road here in a couple of years. Are you pro-playoff or you like the current system?
Well, if I was University of Texas, I'd like the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But at the University of Arkansas, I like the system we have now because when you talk about a coach, you say, well, his team's played in 25 bowls. They don't say whether he won. They don't say whether he lost or anything like that. Where if you go the other way, you say, well, he reached the Final Four one time in his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been to a bowl 25 times in a row.
Right.
So, coaches, we like the bowl system.
I understand that.
Tremendously. The fans like the playoff and all, and eventually it will be that. No question about it. Eventually it will be that. But I like the system we have now.
All right. Well, Coach, enjoy your day.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here.
Great seeing you. Take care. Frank Broyles, obviously the award named in his honor. It's going to be a great day here today. We will have some of the candidates on through. And the great thing about us is, well, not us, but our show and our time slot, Pat, is that we get to carry the speeches from the podium from the candidates today. And it is a great group, as always, of candidates. Looking forward to visiting with some of these coaches through the day. Bob Diaco, the defensive coordinator.